got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Tim on 52232955. How do you embarrass your kids?
Because we've seen a story about Pink. Now, she's obviously a superstar in the music world. For the last 20 years, she has become, in Australia in particular, I know we all think of Pink as this mega superstar, but in particular in Australia, we love her.
Mums love Pink. Yeah, it's like, it's mandatory to love Pink if you're a mum.
Yeah.
But I would think that being like Pink's children,
you
it would be pretty cool. You know, you get to go to big concerts.
Right, yeah.
Your mum lets you sing on her album, you know, stuff like that. Apparently she has embarrassed her kids by posting a bit of an explicit photo.
And I guess if it doesn't matter even if your mum is a worldwide superstar in the music world, she's still your mum, right?
Yeah.
So if I'm trying to put my perspective, if I was Willow, 11 years old, and my mum put a photo of herself in the outback
showering,
having a shower, but that, obviously she's covered her bits with some editing, you probably would be going, "Mom, what are you,
my God, Mom?"
And she's like, "I do flips at Rod Laver Arena for a living," and this is what you choose to get embarrassed by. But there is that weird phase, maybe when you're a teenager or if you have teenagers, that your parents maybe become embarrassing. I can't remember ever being embarrassed of my parents, though.
Sure.
Not of their jobs or anything, and their hobbies, what they would do.
I was embarrassed of some of the things my dad would say to my friends.
Were you ever the type of person who would be, like, say, if you were going to the movies and you were getting your mum to drop you off, would you get her to drop you off out the front of the cinemas or around the corner, Mum?
No, absolutely. I'm not walking.
So embarrassment compared to exercise.
Yeah, no, my mum would come places with me all the time, but I was a bit of a weird kid. So.
What?
I know.
You?
It's shocking, right?
I refuse to believe that. 52232955. How do you embarrass your kids?
Yeah.
Maybe you can tell us a story about when your parents embarrass you when you were a bit younger as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think as a parent, it's kind of your responsibility, right?
I still remember my dad going to the supermarket for me to buy some of my pads that I needed.
You
know, like when you've got your period and you're 13, you don't want to talk about it.
Especially with
not with your dad.
Yeah.
And so dad's gone to get these things for me. I don't even remember why he had to be the one to go. And he's calling me from the supermarket being like, "I don't know which ones to get." And I'm like, "Stop talking about it."
Neither do I.
I'm 13. Just grab any of them.
52232955. We would love to hear some stories. How do you embarrass your kids? Sam from Corio has given us a call. Sam, something with your dad. Is that right?
I used to, as a kid, go shopping with him every Saturday. It was a bit of a treat. We'd get McDonald's as well. And every time I was pushing the trolley behind him, he would let out this almighty fart and then blame it on me as the lady was walking past.
I feel like that.
That's so good.
That's such a classic dad move. Like,
that's
my dad's
funny.
Definitely done that to me before, Sam, as well. Like, I reckon a few times in IKEA in particular, dad's done that to me.
But you can always blame it on the meatballs in IKEA. It's hard. It's hard when you go down the haberdashery aisle.
It's a good move to remember in your fatherhood, Tim.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's something to look forward to, I guess, when my son is born. Eden in Port Arlington's also given us a call. Eden, you were embarrassed by your mum when you were younger. Can you tell us about that?
No, so it was actually my mum embarrassed my niece.
Oh no.
Yeah, basically saying to her if she saw her up the street when she was meant to be at school or whatever, her and her friend would go towards her and her friend's doing Gangnam Style.
That's such a very...
2012. Just absolutely just doing
that. Specific threat.
I mean, honestly, if my auntie was walking around town and every time she saw me did Gangnam Style, after the first time I'd say, "Julie, I don't know what you're doing. I think, what's going on here?" I mean, that's fantastic.
It's a great threat.
Yeah, very great
threat. I've never
threatened
Gangnam Style anyone
maybe
before.
We need to bring it back. Finally, Georgie in Ocean Grove, you've given us a call. How do you embarrass your kids?
Hi, well, it was my friend's dad who used to embarrass us when we were about 18. We'd get ready to go out at her house and he offered to drop us off at the club, but 11 o'clock was his limit and he'd be in his flannelette pyjamas. So one day we're driving up and we could see the queue of the club. So we're like, yeah, drop us off here, drop us off here. So instead, he drove up as slowly as he could, all past the queue in the Tarago,
right
to the bouncer, and opened up the door right in front of the club. So we had to get out of the car at the front of the queue with him in his flannelette pajamas.
Did he blast any particular music, Georgie? Because
I can't remember, but he was super into classical music, so it wouldn't surprise me at all if he had the classical
raging. Coming up to Lammy's playing Bach in the background in the Tarago. That honestly, I don't know why you're embarrassed. That sounds like the best night of my life.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
We all have moments where we're standing naked in front of our mirrors at home, right? And do you ever do a check?
I was not expecting that.
I have to get straight into this because my brain's going all over the place. And right, like we all stand in front of the mirror naked looking at our bodies going, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Right?
What happened?
Whether you're happy with it or you're unhappy with it or you don't know what's going on, you look at it and you go, that's that. That's me. And I've noticed.
I think you look great, buddy. I don't know. Well, I'm not seeing the naked parts of you, but I'm sure they're great too.
I don't know if you need to tell me that, but thank you. Because I've been noticing something of late. And the reason that I wanted to talk about it, because this isn't weird, mind you.
Okay.
So, because tomorrow's the first
weirder
day.
Weirder than your naked body. Or
tomorrow's the first day of winter, like we were just talking about.
Yeah.
I feel more pale now than I ever have in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you need a $2 straight white guy, here I am. You'll find a dime a dozen of me. But I am very pale, and I've never felt this pale. And it's not even winter. Normally this happens. Normally this is me at the end of August.
Yep.
But here I am, May 31st.
You didn't get much of a tan on this summer, so maybe that's just what it is. Like, you just look more translucent than usual.
And I understand skin health is an important thing. I'm not normally a tanner individual, and that's fine. But just some of the exposed
put the gun show away.
Areas are translucent, Jess.
I can see your veins. I can definitely see your veins. You make me feel super tanned.
Thanks. That's not a compliment. If you're thinking that would hurt my feelings.
No, but like, I'm not even that tanned.
But you're olive skin. You're Macedonian. So your default is my best case scenario. And I burn or I'm this. It doesn't settle into a tan. It's like you get that sun kiss.
Can't you get your wife to just like do a little at home fake tan?
I'll be honest. I have. You know that thing I was saying before, how I'm a straight white male?
Yes.
That includes having the insecurities of doing fake tanning.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a big bebe. A big pale bebe.
You never tried a fake tan before? Because they can make you feel amazing.
Yeah, but
like, I am never as confident as I am when I've got a fake tan on.
But what I think is and I'm happy to live in this stereotype, I think tans look better on females than on males. But maybe that's just because I'm conditioned to see tan females and me and my ghostly friends haunting when we walk around town because we're so white.
My fiance Akshay is one of your friends. He's not ghostly white.
He's pretty pale too.
You think so?
Yeah. He's
darker than both of us.
And I understand he's Indian, so his skin complexion's completely different to us. But he's quite pale as well.
Right.
But I'm Casper.
Yes.
And I have shame about getting a fake tan. And also, money.
Right.
Don't want to pay for things. So it's just, I just thought I'd share my realization that I had not even the day that winter started.
Right.
That I'm the palest version of myself.
Wow. I can't wait till
it's going to get worse.
We can see right through you at the end of winter. That's going to be a real treat. We should have a party.
See-through party.
Come and see through Tim. Take your shirt off. We can all look right through you.
That also wasn't a compliment, if you were wondering.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Tim on 52232955. I want to get some people's opinion on this scenario because a research has been done in the Journal of Consumer Psychology. So it's all about like how people interact with one another. And it turns out they did this study about how people would go in different scenarios, being offered something amazing by themselves or something less amazing with another person.
Right. So it's like the hypothetical game. Yeah. So it's like, would you rather earn $500,000 with your partner or $1 million but be by yourself?
Right. Sort of like that, but like way less scale.
I've cut in before the example and that's my bad. I'm really sorry.
Simple things like they offered people two chocolates to enjoy alone or one chocolate to enjoy with a friend. So okay. They get to enjoy a chocolate each.
Sure.
And most people chose to enjoy a shared experience. Things like airplanes. Would you rather sit alone in first class or stick with economy for just two people?
I mean,
so you and your partner are on a plane. This is what I want to ask. 5223295. You and your partner are about to board a flight. You've been given the option to either sit together in economy or you can ditch your partner and go to first class, but they stay back in economy.
I would absolutely do that. But I would say to my wife, go.
Tell her to
because
go.
Because I can still, I know it's not first class, but I can still have me time.
Right.
By myself, if you know what I mean. Especially if it's a long flight. At least I know then she's getting a rest. I'll do the thing where I always do. I put my hat over my eyes and I'd like hide off into the corner. And I'm fine.
I'd say to my fiance, nah, you stay with me, buddy.
But see, you're going to fall asleep 30 seconds in and you're not going to get anything out of, like your boyfriend's not going to get anything out
of it. Most people said that they would rather stay back in economy with their partner.
No friends in the first class game, Jess, unfortunately.
5223295. Would you do this?
Would you ditch your partner?
Would you choose your partner or the first class option?
I think the answer changes really quickly when it's a friend. It's whoever can say yes
Mate,
the fastest.
Yeah, you would ditch me in a heartbeat.
Well, I know for a fact, in your specific instance, if you and I were catching a flight and they offered us first class, you're going to fall asleep on a pile of bricks.
Yeah.
So you're fine.
So true.
It's Timmy's turn.
It's so true.
But if it was my wife, Timmy's turn, you know, so it's, but you've got to apply it to your specific relationship, right?
Well, we've got Laura in Armstrong Creek. Laura, would you do this? Would you ditch your partner to go to first class or stay back in economy together?
I would say to my husband, I'll see you at the other end.
I feel like the longer you've been in a relationship, the more likely you are to say that I'm going to have some me time in first class. Laura, how long have you been with your partner for?
20-something years.
Yeah.
What if the roles were reversed, Laura? Like your partner gets offered the first class ticket and he's like, hey, Laura, like, I'm sorry. I'm leaving you behind, mate. I'm going to first class.
As long as he stole something for me at the other end, that's all good.
Gets those Qantas pajamas.
My God, I'd live for those pajamas.
Could you do a swap? I guess it's a psychology example. I'm asking you like you run the airline, Jess. Can you swap halfway?
The whole point is like, would you prefer to be in luxury by yourself or in, you know, standard together? Not what is Virgin doing based on what Qantas is doing.
Laura, if you, myself and Jess were all catching a flight and they said, hey, we've got one first class ticket, would you take it? Would you offer it to Jess or would you offer it to me?
No, I would take it myself.
Yeah, had a feeling. It's because you dogged your husband. So I was like, you don't know us. What are the chances of us getting that ticket?
K-Rock 955, Tim and Jess.
Jess, it's your favourite fortnightly game that you have to play.
And it's my least favourite game.
Have to because, look, as radio announcers, even though, you know, we've got things we've got to focus on, celebrities and the world that they live in and the news that they make, it's something that we've got to try our best to be on top of, right?
We're in that celebrity world, Tim.
That's why we do this every single Wednesday.
Kara, Tim and Jess. OMG. It's a 60-second celebrity.
Tim, today I have 60 seconds to guess the celebrity that you are thinking of. I can only ask yes or no questions. I've only got 3 guesses, and of course I've only got 60 seconds.
It is something that you historically, and we bring this up every time it is your turn, have been garbage at.
Yep.
I've been leaving clues in the office the last couple of weeks. Last week I wrote Taylor Swift on the K at K-Rock.
And I still didn't get it.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I got that
you
one.
You got it, but you didn't
but
get
I
it.
Didn't get that that was a clue for
you
that.
You just thought the word Taylor Swift was randomly on the K from K-Rock?
About 5 minutes ago, you said to me that somewhere in the studio, the celebrity is written down, and I have not been able to find it.
Well, that's a shame.
Is it really obvious?
I can't say. Okay. It's too late. No, take off your headphones. Okay, I'm going to tell everyone who the celebrity is today and turn around. Today's celebrity is Australian's own Chris Hemsworth. All right. Okie day. Get over here, best friend.
I think I just scared Will from the newsroom.
He was like, what are you doing over there? Okay, your time starts after the first question. Remember, three guesses maximum. Otherwise, that's not cool.
Okay. Tim, am I male?
Yeah.
Am I Australian?
Yeah.
Am I a TV presenter?
No.
Have I been on TV?
Yeah.
Am I better known for music?
No. 45 seconds.
Am I part of a famous family?
Yeah.
Am I Robert Irwin?
Good guess.
Okay. Australian. Have been on TV.
Australian man. 30 seconds, halfway there.
Oh, God.
Don't panic. Think it through.
Am I a sports person?
No, not at all.
Okay. Am I over 50?
Not at all.
Am I under 30?
No. So you're in between 30 and 50. 15 seconds.
Come
on.
God. Rob Mills.
Come on, Jess. 10 seconds. You got this.
Oh, my God. I don't... male. So, am I Tim Bolch?
I'm not a celebrity, so no. Jess. Today, you're Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, shut up.
Why didn't you ask about movies?
I don't know. I was panicking. I said you were a celebrity.
How bad can it be going where you think I'm the celebrity?
Well, because you said there was a clue in the studio and I thought there's only one male in the studio.
Jess, I lied. I just wanted to stress you out before the game started.
Absolute dog.
Did it work?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so Chris Hemsworth, because he was doing a video on Instagram on Monday and a lot of people weren't focusing on his muscles. Well, one muscle in particular that lives in his shorts.
Oh, jeez.
Mate, you haven't seen this?
No, but...
It's NSFW.
So I won't look it up on my work laptop then.
He is the God of Thunder for a reason.
Okay.
But yeah, big loss to Big Jess.
So he got to keep the hammer after the Thor movies.
Yeah, by the sounds of it. Firm grip indeed. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955. Jess, look, I hate to make this all about me, but there's been a bit of an undersight where this weekend, I'm so happy for you. You got proposed to.
Yep.
You lost your boyfriend. He's out of here.
He's out of here.
You upgraded to the fiancé package. We're absolutely wrapped for you. But that happened while we were away for the weekend with some friends.
Yes.
In Anglesey. And
staying at an Airbnb.
Yeah. I really feel like you stole a bit of limelight from me.
Oh, I saw your thunder,
honest.
Did I?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Because
sorry.
The main thing for me, besides you getting proposed to this weekend, was the obscene amount of towels at this Airbnb.
There was an obscene amount of towels.
Sunday morning, I was like, you know what? Tomorrow, I'm on the show. I've got to talk about how many towels are this Airbnb. And your bloody boyfriend at the time was like, hey, we're going to go for a walk. I was like, whatever, mate. I'm just going to go count all these towels in this house. You come back. You're engaged. Everyone's happy. I completely forgot about my obsession. So there was six of us there, but I'm pretty sure there was another bedroom with three single beds.
Yes.
So there's at least nine towels minimum.
That were out.
Then when you were out for your walk where you came back, you found something, it's on your finger now. Good for you.
So shiny.
So shiny. I counted a lot of towels.
Right.
It's like they...
Did you count... Are we counting hand towels as well?
No, I'm body towels.
Okay.
But I... Wow.
There were so many hand towels.
There was. I counted 24 towels.
Yeah.
That's too many. And I understand as an Airbnb, it's probably your job to be there for a worst case scenario.
Yeah.
I don't know. Someone loses their leg and a full bleed out occurs and you need every towel that was ever put together. For me, that's too many towels.
Tim, can I blow your mind here? I felt right at home at that Airbnb.
What do you mean? That's too many. There's two people in your house. You do not have more than 20 towels.
We have 30 towels.
You do not.
I don't know how we ended up with such an obscene amount of chat. Actually, I do know how we end up. So me and my boyfriend, Akshay, we're living apart for my fiance, Akshay. We're living apart for like a few years during COVID. So I had towels at my house. He had towels at his house.
Oh, you brought
We brought them together. And then as a housewarming gift, my mum also purchased us 12 new towels. And we haven't thrown any of the towels away yet. We just have an obscene amount of towels. So many towels, I can't even close our towel cupboard.
Well, I have 10 towels. And
10? Only 10?
I said to my wife, I was like, we've got a problem. We've got to sort this. We might have a towel burning ceremony. We might donate them.
Burning?
Not a burning.
You need to add more towels to your pile, my friend.
5223295 How many towels you got? 30 seems too much for me, Jess. I'm being honestly, if 24 was too much, 30's out of control.
We're probably going to have to do a cull of the towels at some point.
Can I be there? Can I help you donate them? We're going to sell
those
together.
Yeah, you can help
together?
Us pick. I'll pick. Do mechanics still take towels on, like for rags and stuff?
I'll be honest, Jess. I've never thought about that in my entire life.
I'm asking but that's the just wrong me. Guy.
5223295 How many towels do you have? Can we have someone that has more than 30 towels? Because to me, too many. Ashley in Warren Ponds has given us a call. Ashley, how many towels do you have?
I have 34.
34! See? It's not a problem. Ashley, we could shower every day with a different towel for the whole month and still not run out.
Well, there's three people that live at my house. Okay. If we all shower twice a day, that's two towels each.
I think you need a...
Are you going for a... Like, hang on, this is
a... Are you one shower per towel kind of girl, Ashley?
Yes, I hate to admit it, but yes.
That's so...
Do you, and are you going like one in the hair and one around the body as well?
I hadn't considered that. Yeah, fair.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Male ignorance, that's on me. Sorry. Because you can't use the same towel for the same thing. Cat can't be in the box and out of the box at the same time. Schrodinger's cat. Ashley, that's too many towels. Get it. Seek help. Louise in Lovely Banks has given us a call as well. Louise, how many towels do you have?
I'm actually not talking about me because I'm classified normal. But my lovely sister who passed away, when I was cleaning out her linen closet, there were 34 sets of two towels.
Oh, 34 sets of two?
Sets!
68 combined towels.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Did she rob an Adairs by chance, Louise? That's a lot of towels. Obviously, very sorry for your loss about your sister, but were you shocked when you found that many towels?
No. Well, I'd done one clean out when she was still alive, and she really cracked it with me. That's when there was 64.
Don't touch my towels.
And I got her down to, I think I left her with eight sets of two.
Oh,
for a single person.
Trying to wean her off it.
Yeah, and she wasn't happy with me at all.
Oh, my God. Louise, thank you so much for your call.
Hang on. We won't even go into the linen side of things, you get the idea with the towel.
Okay. You would need, Jess, because you've got like a linen cupboard and a towel cupboard. You'd almost need a small, one of those Bunnings sheds that's a pop-up and you put it in the backyard.
Honestly, this is why I keep saying to my fiancé, Akshay, we need a five-bedroom home.
Yeah, one room for towels. Now I finally see it. I was blind before.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best! Goodbye. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.